This is the Are You Screwed podcast.
Hello, sir. This is Jonathan from Sears. Do you have a moment for a survey?
I'm sorry, I do not.
The Are You Screwed podcast.
Sir, just one question, if you don't mind.
Shut up, Borkin.
Sir, is your refrigerator running?
Give your picks and move on. This is Adam's segment, you idiot.
I will ruin Rutgers.
The Are You Screwed podcast.
Virtual reality sex machine.
Oh.
The freshman out of Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania.
The Are You Screwed podcast.
He's bitty bad.
Gianna.
Mike, get your picks ready.
Gianna.
I predict that I'm going to get blackout drunk at every tailgate so I don't have to watch the game.
All right, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Are You Screw Super Lib podcast. This is Adam here with Max.
You have
and
never
Mike.
Sounded more boring on one of these lead-ins.
Wait, why are we the Super Lib
I thought
podcast?
I thought this was a somber podcast.
Oh.
I didn't know what mood we were supposed to be going with. I don't know who I'm dealing with tonight because we are taping on the day of the announcement that we are getting Big Ten football back. And I thought, you know, we could do the basic stuff in the beginning, you know, say hi to our friends at Rutgers.Rivals.com at the Night Report.
Rutgers.Rivals.com.
Yeah, Rutgers.Rivals.com.
Oh, sorry. It's been a while. Rutgers.Rivals.com.
It has been a very long time. This could be, maybe there's going to be an announcement at some point in this episode that this could be our last one.
Wait, we haven't talked about that, have
what
we?
Now? Wait, what?
This could be. I'll fill you in, you know, more on that. We could just go in a whole different direction.
Hold on. You're filling
in terms of what this podcast is going to be.
What's the direction?
I'm going to fill you in on that too. I've got game. See, I came.
You're like Ohio State. You just run this entire thing.
I came prepared tonight.
Yeah.
Because I just knew going in that, like, I'd been waiting for this. I'd been preparing for this day for a while now. And so I was thinking about different ways we could start this episode and what we wanted to do. I wanted to start with something that you two can first participate in, and then we're going to hear a song. We haven't had a song in a while.
We're going to go to the song
yeah.
early.
Okay. We're pretty much going to in a second.
Very exciting.
But what I would like each of you two to do, and because I don't think I have to do this, is based on my behavior the last couple of weeks. Either of you can start. Who would like to start with their apology to Sir Yacht first?
Never has anyone been wrong so many times for someone to say that for people to say that he was right about something. Never.
That's not an apology, Max.
If he gets knighted, is he Sir Yacht?
That also doesn't sound like an apology, Mike.
Wait a minute. Is Sir Yacht actually knighted? Is that our first poll tonight?
Yeah, I think so.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I have a feeling we are going to have a lot of good polls throughout this
episode. Are we sure Sir Yacht wasn't just a Ryan Day burner account?
Oh, now see, that's a game we're going to play shortly too, Mike. So here's what we'll do.
Clay Travis burner account.
We have the first poll. And I also mentioned we have the song. I don't think that was a apropos apology from either of you two. And I think both of you do owe him an apology. And I'll let you think about it.
Is this really what we're doing?
I'll let you think about it. I think we do owe him some airtime. And I think, you know what? There's just no better way to give him some airtime right now than to just introduce and let everybody listen to our new song that we haven't done one of these in a while. Felt like we could lighten up the mood a little bit, you know, not just be fucking downers the entire time. So let's let everybody listen to our new song this week.
Sir Yacht gets the glory.
Big Ten president said no not so long ago. You wouldn't just sit on your hands. People said you're crazy and that you were wrong. Risking it all with some tweets. And how you get your name is still a mystery. I can't get you out of my head. Don't care that we didn't know your history. Your tweets make me jittery.
I don't care who you are, if you're real, let them play. So y'all gets the glory. Who you are, rapid test, do you have a vote? So y'all gets the glory.
Oh, the blue check marks said you don't belong. Feels like they're jealous of me. Oh, oh yeah, it doesn't really matter if you're right or wrong. You got them to bend the knee.
I don't care who you are, if you're real, let them play. So y'all gets the glory.
Who you
rapid
are,
test,
rapid
test. So y'all gets the glory, yeah. So y'all gets the glory.
They tried to hide the vote so no one knows, but you stole the show. Why are you not verified? Ryan Day said it's time to play.
I don't care.
So y'all gets the glory, baby.
I don't care who you are,
who you are,
if you're real,
let them play.
So y'all gets the glory. Gets the glory.
Craig's Palace, who's 80?
So y'all gets the glory.
Clay, you mess.
So y'all gets the glory.
Guy Kano.
So y'all gets the glory.
Oh! The Are You Screw podcast is back.
It we feels are, like we, old times,
we are,
right?
Oh, we are my God.
Back.
We are back.
Amazing.
We are back, everybody.
You know, it was just one of those things where I was driving back recently from, I believe that I was at my brother's house for a little bit, and I was in the car alone and decided to put on one of the old boy band sets on Spotify. And it kind of just like, it popped in. It was like, we haven't done one of those in forever. And we've been too serious. Like our last like three episodes.
Oh,
so I don't know. I mean, now do you guys have an apology now for Sir Yacht after listening to that?
Why,
do you feel better now?
The song was great. Why do you need an apology for Sir Yacht? Like
I don't need nobody. I'm not expecting an apology. I just didn't know how to actually get to the song. So I figured that was going to be the way to do it. But yeah, so, I hope everybody enjoyed the ending, especially if you paid attention and we threw in some of our old lingo into that.
Oh my God. Did Charlie know who the Backstreet Boys were?
Yeah. Oh, of course.
I don't know what they have in England.
I mean, it was one of those things where like I actually sang it the first time through and it was so bad. It wasn't even funny. Like at least she made it respectable, where you can understand and can carry a little bit of a tune. And then I just chimed in with my awful voice in a few spots.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was fun to do that.
It was very well written. It was phenomenal. You've got my competitive juices flowing now. You know, I don't have a song for tonight, but now I'm like, all right, now I got to get back into the song making game.
Yeah, oh, you know what you should have done, Max? You could have just done a song. We could get football maybe.
I mean, that just would have been derivative and uncreative. You know, it doesn't matter.
Play the hits.
Adam, I'm very happy that you kind of obviously saw. I haven't been doing the podcast much recently. Doing it via Zoom sucks, right? And when we have done it, the energy hasn't been great. Mostly probably my fault, but it was also, kind of shitty times. And I was thinking all day about like how I wanted to approach this episode, because, you know, we don't do any planning around here. Nope. And there is a lot of stuff I'm mad about and a lot of stuff I'm disappointed about. But who gives a shit, man? I'm on board with Adam. Who fucking cares about anything? Nothing matters. Everything is crumbling. Everything is fucked up. Sure, you know, we're a university and we don't have students in classes and we're using daily rapid testing to get football played so we can lose like 48-3 to Maryland in front of no fans. While the students are still at home taking classes virtually, and we don't have daily tests for them. But who cares? It doesn't matter anymore. Who gives a shit? I give up. Is it embarrassing for our university? Yes. Is it strange that Jonathan Holloway gives this really strong interview to Steve Politi last week about everything? And, I mean, who knows how the voting went, whatever. And hey, maybe Rutgers actually doesn't want to play. But, hey, we're here. We're in the Big Ten. We're playing football during a pandemic when the students are sitting in their parents' houses taking classes online because nothing matters anymore. It doesn't matter. Let's just have fun, everybody. Who cares?
That has been my approach.
I give up.
Last couple of weeks is where we knew it was getting to this point where I was like, I can't even force myself to be mad anymore. It's so dumb. It's so predictable. And it's like, why make myself crazy over this now? Because nothing is going to go the way of normalcy anymore. There's no basic logic applied to.
I screwed up. I should have had the hype music behind that whole rant, but you know,
it was better off the cuff. It's like, it's funny. It's a futile thing. Like this, nothing disproves the idea that they're not pro athletes more than this. Nothing disproves that America has its moral and ethical priorities out of whack more than this. And people like America just has a football addiction. It just wants to feed it. You know, like they're just a bunch of like people addicted to football who just want their football back. And they, you know, today was all about politics. It was about, you know, bowing to pressure. It was like no one actually cared about the health things. If they did, nothing really has changed in the last few days, in the last few weeks.
We're
right?
Worried
like,
about myocarditis testing, but not anymore.
Like, come on. Like, seriously, like the Big Ten was like, oh crap, all our coaches are angry and people want our football back. Like, we're the only ones who had the gumption to take player safety. Like, oh no, we should backtrack and just play football. Yeah, like, come on. Everyone knows what's
but
up.
We're
and,
here.
Like,
who cares?
Even Rutgers with its half-assed statement today saying, oh, like basically trying to tell people they're uncomfortable with playing football, but they voted for it anyway. Come on. If you're uncomfortable, then vote against it. It was a unanimous vote, 14-0. Like, but go out on the line. All these non-leaders out there.
Well, yeah. I mean, right. They're saying, they're basically saying we didn't want to play, but hey, we're going for it. No, make a big public stink. You want to get rapid tests for the football players? Do it for the whole university. But you know what? We're not doing that. We're just playing football. That's what we're doing. Let's go.
I mean, how beautiful is that? That they're like, we're going to rapid test the players so they can be safe and so they can play football and they make us a lot of money, right? But the rest of the university, we're not going to invest in you for you to get a normal or close to normal college experience because you don't make enough revenue for us. We already get your revenue from all your tuition money. You're not worth the hassle.
Adam, I'm going to go to you on this because I don't think Mike is taking this the right way. So should Vedrill or Sitkowski start the first game of the season?
I was just actually
like
you want to know who a Vedrill is now? What is that? That looks like a Pokemon. It sounds like a Pokemon.
One of the
I
first
know what a Vedrill is now.
I was going to tweet from our account and I wound up tweeting as our gambling segment back is I literally was like, does Rutgers have a quarterback controversy? Like who are the, like
who's on the team?
Can we just replay the whole episode before UMass last year and like get away with it as a funny segment and like people could think that we
Beedrill. That's a Pokemon.
I don't know. I mean, it is amazing.
Beedrill the Beedrill. That's his nickname. We just came up with it right now.
So,
right.
Boom.
Going
oh,
back
Max,
to,
you have to start working on your hype video now. You have to learn about who's on this team. Well, we don't know who's on the team. Apparently, the NJ.com guys say they still haven't released the roster. Not weird at all, obviously.
Rutgers Rant. Check them out. They put out an episode today. There's like so many podcasts. There's us this week, Rutgers Rant came with an episode, and the Scarlet Spotlight talked to Sean Tucker. I don't know why I'm plugging their podcast, but here we are, Tuck.
Any other podcasts you want to plug? Like other podcasts you want to plug?
There's the On the Banks podcast. They always tag us when they put something up. like regardless of who it is, even if it's like the volleyball coach.
I have a bone to pick, by the way, with the WRSU crew guys.
I have a bone to pick before we get there, because I want to just totally usurp you. I have a bone to pick with the Rutgers Court Club. How come we have been invited to speak there yet?
Maybe doing anything right now.
I think we deserve it.
They probably do Zoom stuff, right? I don't know if
Get us in, get us some pizza, order a pie to each of our houses, and let us on the Zoom.
I bet you the Rutgers Court Club will host us in like 2034 when you're allowed to do that kind of stuff. At that point.
I think if the Court Club isn't hosting frozen pizza night meetings right now, they're doing it all wrong with their members, because that seems like an easy thing to do. But
how many Elio's slices can you have at a frozen Court Club meeting?
If you're following their rules, I guess two. But does one big thing kind of, I don't know. Anyways, so I want my guest earlier. I wanted to play after the song really quickly the game of who actually like was Sir Yacht or is Sir Yacht. And I had written down a couple things. Obviously, Mike touched on it. It obviously could be Ryan Day, but that seems too obvious to me. Like that, just why would you make it that way? I don't know. So I wanted to think a little bit harder about it. Some other options I came up with could it just be Brutus the Buckeye, who was actually getting this information from Ryan Day, and he was the one that was tweeting it out. And like, I think he's got like human hands. He's just got a nut for a head, so he could tweet fine.
You know,
so,
he's posted pictures of himself before, right?
So it easily could be Brutus. I don't know what he has going on.
On one of the days, he had one of his very poorly, what's the word I'm looking for? One of his completely factless stories. He had a picture of himself with Jim Tressel, who I believe he had met earlier in the day. So he's a real person.
Oh,
but
he's not like
be.
A Lene Kakua type of thing.
He might be Brutus. other people that I thought this could be is what if it was Dan Walken the entire time, who just wanted to get the stories back and forth and just argue, like play the whole super lib versus kind of conservative thing going on that he's been thrust into this entire thing.
By the way, if you've heard the word incel and you're not quite sure what it is, go check Dan Walken's replies in any tweet that he puts out, or Nicole Auerbach. If you are interested to know what an incel is.
I had no idea where you're going with that.
Go check out the people
worried.
Who respond to those tweets. Anyway, go on, Adam.
Max, what's with your audio? You sound like you're trying to call us through like a...
Underwater?
Like a can connected by string to another can.
I'm using this this nice microphone. It doesn't sound good. I'm too far away. Like, what's the problem?
No, you sound like muffled. The Zoom audio is picking you up very minimally. I don't know how it's running through your setup.
You sound like Sean McVay trying to talk through his mask into the headset before he just decided to take his mask off the whole game.
I think.
With the play sheet.
How about now?
That's better.
How about
that
now?
Seems like it.
Okay.
God, we put so little effort into this. We literally don't even worry about what we sound like before.
Actually, the people listening are hearing it fine.
Probably fine.
It's you
That's
guys
what I was
going to
guess, too.
Yeah.
Because you've got the good audio coming your way. Yeah. The other two names quickly that I had, one... Jim Delaney.
Oh, we're still doing this,
with Kevin Warren the entire time, and Jim Delaney is actually Sir Yacht. The last one.
I like Jim Delaney.
The last one, sneaky here, old Nebraska fan, and has got some people out there, and they want to play football. Jeff Towers.
So wait, I'm going to make this a poll. Jim Delaney, Brutus the Buckeye.
Can you get five? I think we can only get four.
You can only
right?
get four. I can make it a tournament.
Decide which one you don't want in there.
I could do it on a different website. There's a website that allows you to do like
No. Go you. Let's you guys have a say in this. Let's eliminate
so
one.
So Delaney, Brutus. I wasn't paying attention the whole time. Delaney.
I have. It's Delaney, Ryan Day, Brutus Buckeye, Jeff Towers, or Dan Walken.
I'll take out Walken.
Okay.
Mike,
that works.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah. That's
is it Brutus Buckeye or Brutus the Buckeye?
Brutus Buckeye, I think, is actually what
just
is.
It's not like Brutus T. Buckeye.
Brutus. All right, now I have to Google this. This is confusing. We're a little rusty. All right, I got to Google this.
It's Brutus Buckeye. He's right.
It's just Brutus Buckeye. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Brutus Buckeye. All right.
What was the question? I was reading a crazy story about Jeff the Justice Powers. Department.
We were just trying to get the four options for the Twitter poll. You can't do five, so we had to eliminate somebody from it. So that was all.
Yeah. I mean, look. I think it's either Ryan Day. I think it's either like Ryan Day's executive assistant. I think it's Clay Travis.
So who do you guys think is going to mix in behind Pacheco at running back?
Like, I'd say Harbaugh, but I don't think Harbaugh knows how to work Twitter. I think Harbaugh has a guy who tweets for him. Harbaugh has a guy who tweets for him, right?
I am so excited for some Pacheco.
Oh, man.
We're getting football back. By the way, it is interesting. I called him earlier this evening because I didn't. I usually would text on a day like this with my father when the news broke. Not that I listen.
Wait, Jeff Towers in there? You didn't put Clay Travis? I think it's not impossible.
It is amazing.
I think it's
now
funny.
It feels like an old episode where Mike has just not been paying attention for the last 15 minutes.
The freaking attorney general says he wants to possibly prosecute the Seattle mayor. I had to read that story and stop listening to you on this podcast.
You want to do the podcast where you talk about the Seattle mayor, right? That's I think the podcast you want to do.
Wait, so can I have a semi-serious question?
Sure.
Rutgers really doesn't seem like it thinks it's a good idea to play football this year. And if it doesn't think it's a good idea or necessarily all that safe to play football this year, how can it then tell players and families of players that it's going to try to protect their children when already abdicated that responsibility by voting to play football this year?
Why do you think any standards apply to anything right now that we're talking about with all this stuff? I mean, it's all out the window. It's over. Nothing's changing. The bad people pretty much won. They were going to win from the start.
People.
And it's all right. You know what? I'm going to try my best to enjoy whatever I can out of the little bit of stupidity out of this thing I could take.
Are you going
to
tailgate?
And yeah, I'm sure we're going to do.
Do we have to get into a pod together? Do we have to all quarantine for 14 days?
We're going to do, I'm sure, some outside tailgates in some people's homes, and I'll use it as an excuse to see you.
We're going
to
play football. We have football.
Care very much about the game themselves. No, who is really looking forward to Rutgers football this year?
Oh my God.
Come on.
That was kind of tough.
Rutgers voted to play football in a pandemic because they really wanted to go 1-7 or 0-8 or 0-9. Apparently.
Oh my God. I would, wouldn't you take 1-7? Like, you would take that, right? You'd have to.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Who's the one win against? See, here we go. We're talking schedule
talk
already.
Football. It depends. Is it Vandermeer or is it Sitkowski?
What do you think a Vedril evolves into?
I believe Vedril is the final in that evolution line. There might be a mega. There might be a mega Vedril. There is a mega Vedril in
from,
like, later Pokemon.
From Kyle Bolin into what?
Kyle Bolin. It's a new guy. Hey, it's the new guy. I say this every year. Last year it was McLean Carter. However many years ago it was Kyle Bolin. It's been any number of guys over
Zach
the year.
Zach Klein into a Kyle Bolin into a Vedril.
You forgot McLean Carter.
No, I didn't think he was worth an evolutionary stage. We didn't see much of him.
Every year it's the guy you haven't
wait,
heard
do you
of.
Find in Viridian Forest? Which Rutgers transfer QB do you find in Viridian Forest? Make that a poll question.
Who you got, Vedril or Sitkowski? That's going to be a poll.
Oh, wait. Adam, you seem like you want to say something, and you're not comfortable with the Pokemon talk.
No. I don't have the intricate background.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is not your thing. Were you like
I enjoyed
Digimon
at one point? But yeah, I don't know. I was just kind of happy today that the stick to sports crowd won. Like, I'm glad that they didn't bring politics into any of this and just kind of kept it exactly on the focus of what it should be.
You know, it's
the safety and health of unpaid players and all the poor coaches who have been kind of sidelined, just waiting to get back to work, and the hardworking people and dedicated people, of the athletic departments everywhere. And they did this the right way. By the way, I do think that the Big Ten and Kevin Warren in particular has been unfairly criticized, other than I think they made a few blunders early on. Like, for the most part, I really didn't get all the flack that they got the last, like, couple of weeks
when
all this started to turn in the online world where the oh, shit, here, they made a mistake. Like, they failed at everything. I don't really believe that.
They might. I mean, we'll find out. I think that the Big Ten was right to do what they did and to postpone.
Which
and
time?
I don't,
oh, okay.
The first time, I don't. I think that the Big Ten is going to end up looking like they were right. And I think that, I mean, I hope not. I hope everyone's right. Let's play football and hope it turns out. I do not think that in hindsight, it's going to look good. What I will say is that I do understand why people were angry because, man, like, college football is the main thing in a lot of people's lives. And if you take that away, like, they're going to go crazy. I'm not saying they were smart about it. They were saying a lot of dumb stuff and a lot of things that just, like, weren't, like, were factually inaccurate and just irresponsible because they didn't care. Like Adam, you said earlier, they just want to play football. And they'll say anything. It doesn't matter how they get their football. There's a football addiction. I think that was Mike earlier, Adam. I don't remember who it was. But they were going to say whatever they were going to say in order to justify football being played. And so I was unfair, but also I do understand when very, you know, maybe slightly unbalanced in their hobbies who only have college football are going to resort to just saying all sorts of crazy shit. So I kind of understand it.
It was a little unfair. They the schedule release into 3 days later being like, oh, by the way, we're going to take this away from all you. Like, really, it's set up.
No, they just wanted you to know what you're missing out on.
Like, here, guys, like, here's this unbelievable dinner spread that we're preparing for you, by the way. Arrive here at my home at 7 o'clock. And like the day of, you send the text in the morning. Oh, like, sorry, I'm not feeling well. Like, don't come over.
It's like the movie trailer. They release them like a year ahead of time, coming next summer.
Yeah, I know.
Batman.
They were criticized for their PR blunder. But since then, I mean, it's funny. I go back and forth on this. Like, I don't think it's right that we're giving the presidents benefit of the doubt when they made this decision now, because like they're kind of showing exactly what we said we thought college athletics was about all along, and that I pretty much felt like was, don't trust the people that are in charge, even the presidents and chancellors, because they're probably not going to make the decision that's best for education overall first. Like, and that's kind of what happened. So I want to believe that these last 5 weeks, all these subcommittees were meeting and they really were like, oh, things are changing with the rapid tests, and like, we can get players and we can keep them safe. Like, that's great. But at the end of the day, when you look at the overall picture and the decision that they made and what this entails, it's kind of tough to give them the benefit of the doubt, at least from my perspective.
Has anyone illuminated what changed?
I think, you know, who had a
rapid testing,
you know, who had a really good tweet thread about this. And I'm going to pronounce his name wrong. What's the guy, Patrick Ruby? Shruby?
I think it's his Ruby. I think the H is silent.
Ruby, Patrick Ruby. He's a really good follow on Twitter. We retweet him a lot from the account. But to answer your question, Mike, his belief is simply that the only thing that changed was the fact that there had to be like lawyers basically telling them that they're going to be fine. Like, they're not going to be held liable if something happens. He basically said that the Big Ten determined the risk of something really bad happening to an athlete coach is acceptably low. Like, there isn't going to be blowback, even if something, like, if another Jordan McNair happens, like, people aren't going to go crazy about it enough. Like, the schools.
Oh, I think people will go crazy, but as far as like being liable and getting in actual trouble, right? Like, that's what their lawyers have probably told them. It's not going to be that bad.
I mean, like, why are we having? I know, like, there's different reasoning, but why are high school sports playing or little leagues and whatnot? It's because for the most part, people have been advised. It's really hard to prove that you contracted the virus from X event. And as long as you basically make it look like you're trying to do something, like, the Big Ten is going to say, oh, we have these testing protocols. We have all this stuff that goes into you being safe to play a game. We tried our best to protect you, but it's a virus and we just can't really control it. Like, shit happens. And I think that's basically what they realized. And I do think they had a little bit of FOMO from this past weekend of college football, seeing for the most part, like, nobody even cared that Oklahoma didn't have like three quarters of its team. Like, nobody's talking about the most obvious stuff where you're like, wow, this probably isn't a great idea, but that's not the talk. The talk was like, hey, college football survived this weekend. They're all good to go. Like, the NFL played, they're all good to go.
Not that we ever really thought differently, but like, you literally cannot say that the Big Ten is any different than the SEC anymore. Because I think people kind of, we're the Big Ten. Like, we're classy and we're all sipping caviar just like those Michigan fans, right? And I think that reputation actually like exists in a lot of people's eyes. And it, like, I know we knew it was bullshit, right? Like, we've always known the Big Ten is, it's the same as the SEC. It's the same as the ACC, the Big 12. Like, but now you literally can never say see, again.
I feel bad for not remembering her name right now. She's the one that wrote this basically opinion piece that you're giving in the USA Today. And the headline was the Big Ten's darkest day ever.
Oh, that's Christine Brennan. That's a little right. too far. But.
No. I'm just saying that and I think some people, you know, listen, I thought the gist of the article was totally on point, basically being like, again, what are our priorities? What are we doing? Like, this really doesn't make sense. It may be stretched a little bit too far at points, but somebody, you know, I forgot who it was, replied and basically was like, yeah, the Big Ten people kind of have this holier than thou image of themselves for the most part. But we kind of forget that, like, the Big Ten was the one that they were the first to create a television network for themselves 7 years before the SEC did it. Like, you know, they were ahead of the game and basically being all about the money, being all about being selfish. Like, the Big Ten, they were great, I guess, at that persona of being the holier than thou, all moral conference, but they've never been that. They just haven't been that.
Right, but it's like it's like you can't even claim the Big Ten is different, though. It's just different. We're the Big Ten. We're 13 pristine research universities in Nebraska. Like,
the Attorney General compared Justice Department prosecutors to preschoolers today. Anyway, but I still think, you know, it's kind of funny.
The preschoolers are way smarter probably at this point.
I was reading Nicole Auerbach's story at The Athletic. Subscribe to The Athletic. And it
was
interesting.
$1 a month for new subscribers.
The Ohio State.
$1 a month for new subscribers, right?
Yeah, exactly. The Ohio State doctor was saying, you know, like, at first when there's uncertainty, we pause in the medical community, but we've learned so much in these last few weeks about the pandemic and cardiac issues. And I totally missed all that new information about how this, you know, illness affects people and how to treat it and all that type of stuff.
I don't know. My thought over the last like bunch of weeks is kind of softened on, like, I don't know the right answer in terms of like safety or not, because there is a lot of conflicting information. There is the fact that if you're just looking at that age demographic, like, they've been okay for the most part. We're not going to know probably for years now what goes on with the people who get it, whether via asymptomatic or show symptoms and the myocarditis and everything. Like, we just don't know. So that is not what has bothered me as much, because players want to play, coaches want to play, and they feel like they can protect them. It's more along the lines of the priority and where our resources are going, which is the same thing was the issue from the beginning of the pandemic, just overall with the country, right? We didn't really care to protect first responders. We're not really caring to protect teachers. Like, we sure as hell aren't going to go then and just protect the overall student bodies at these places, because we've never put our priorities in the right order anyway. So why are we surprised that this has happened?
This seems a little too far, right? Like, we're not talking about like Rutgers spending a ridiculous amount on the athletic department and subsidies and whatever. Like, we're talking about like rapid testing going to football players to get them back on the field when students are taking classes remotely. Like, this is for a university. Like, I think this is a little bit farther than I really thought. I mean, you can call me, you know, maybe I'm naive or whatever. That just seemed to me to be a bridge too far. It really did. And I was wrong. It doesn't matter. You guys think this is the year for Stanley King to break out at receiver? Do you think Stanley King
that was my guy last year. I'm going to have to watch tape and pick a new freshman.
Think Stanley King is going to break out this year?
I think he can break out. I think he shows good body control. You know, another year in the system, another year of strength and conditioning at the college level. I think this is his time to shine. He's the next Mark Harrison, honestly. That's what I've been saying for the last year.
By the way, how much, I mean, Rutgers fans have got to be kicking themselves right now. Syracuse looked like shit in week one. Greg Schiano would have been biting at the bit to go and beat Cuse.
Oh,
Monmouth would have been tough. Monmouth would have been tough. But
I mean, the Terriers are Syracuse. A tough team.
So what should the poll be? Is this the year for Stanley King?
Yeah. Okay. I think so.
All right. That seems like a good one. There were a lot of good attendance jokes today, and Rutgers was brought into those, obviously. Those were always good. You got to just at this point, like, you can't get too riled up anymore about this stuff. Because we've lost. We've lost. It's over.
We've given up. We're not containing the virus. It's just kind of there. We got, you know, we have to learn to live with it. They won. The we have to learn to live with it people, they won. And listen, here we are.
College football is just Sweden. It's the Sweden model.
So do you think Greg Schiano was able to rebuild this defensive line? Or, like, I know he brought in a lot of new guys, but we don't really know who's on the team. What do we think of the defensive line going into this season?
I don't know a single defensive line.
Okay. I know there's that Jerwerton guy, right? I remember him.
Isn't there a Tverdov?
You know what was the good observation I had today of all the schools? How quickly did those social media departments have those videos ready to go and hit send?
What else have they been doing the last like month? Like what else are they supposed to be doing?
How many edits did those guys go through? Like they've probably been waiting, you know, every day they've been told, okay, it's happening. Like just be ready to send the video at this time, okay? And then it finally happened. And I think both Ohio State and Wisconsin both did one of those ones where they superimposed stuff on the pub in England when they were watching the World Cup and all the people in the bar went crazy. That's one of my favorite ones that people put out there. So I like that one a lot. The Rutgers one, I don't know. Didn't do anything for me.
I didn't see it.
Did either you see it?
Nah, no. I mean, I saw that it existed. I didn't. Oh, wait, is that the one where there's the guy?
Need
wait.
Video to get me hyped for the start of college football season.
I saw it on mute. Was that someone came out in like a 52 jersey, like out of a tunnel?
Yeah.
Is that
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
okay. One. Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
Which game are you looking forward to most?
The Champions Week game. Oh, my God. I can't wait for the Champions Week.
Is that the last game?
Yeah.
So wait, what's the schedule? I honestly was not paying
attention. No, there is no schedule yet.
So
we can't just run it back from what they released?
Do you know how it works, though?
I don't. That's why I'm asking.
All right. So you're going to play 8 games. I assume that means you're going to play 6 divisional games, and then probably 2 of the games you already had scheduled this year would be my guess. Maybe. Who knows? And then, Mike, you're going to love this.
Yeah.
After the 8 games, the next weekend is the conference championship game, right? Where one plays one. But there's also going to be consolation games. So, like, Rutgers is going to play the last place team, we assume, in the consolation bowl the day or the week after the regular season ends against, like, Illinois or Nebraska or whoever.
By the way, everybody does realize that Rutgers is going to a bowl game this year, right?
There's that too.
What, the consolation bowl?
No.
Like, they're going to a bowl game.
There's all these bowl games, and there's all these conferences conferences not playing.
How many conferences are playing now?
But basically,
when the Pac-12 inevitably decides it's going to play,
it's the Power Five
plus the Fun Belt
plus the Fun Belt.
Maction was canceled this year.
Maction was canceled. Mountain West was canceled. Is that it? Would that be it then? If everyone started playing, because in that case, maybe Rutgers isn't going to a bowl. Because
I'm pretty sure Kratz did the math today. Like, they're going to a bowl game.
There's 40 bowls. there's 40 bowls, and I don't know how many teams there are to play in them. So obviously you need 80, right? Conference USA is still playing, correct?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. The Mountain West is out. The MAC is out. And that would be it. Yeah, so maybe, I don't know, though, man. If the Pac-12 comes back, maybe Rutgers – I mean, you think Rutgers is going to be, like, top 80 out of 110?
No doubt.
You think?
Oh, my God. Do we have to do, this could be the last episode, but if we want to move forward at some point, we get to do over-unders this year.
Oh, yeah. Actually, why don't we get to that now? You're saying it might be the last episode. I think we're back. I think the RU Screw podcast is back.
I think we are.
I think injected life into us. I think we are back.
Yeah,
RU Flu podcast.
I was really like concerned going into this that like this was gonna be it. Like we had run its course. I had prepped like what this podcast could become if Max.
Let's talk
was
about that.
Ready to give up.
No, let's talk about this alternate reality. I think Max is kind of like he's almost on a sugar rush right now. He's got a sugar high. He's trying to convince himself he's in on football. You know,
I'm not gonna watch the game.
7 texts from him at like 1:34 a.m. saying, "You know what? I'm out."
I didn't say I was gonna watch the games. I am not spending 4 hours on a Saturday afternoon to watch Rutgers lose 38-3 in front of no fans. I am not going to watch the games. But
why? You've done it before.
But I will do the podcast. In front of no fans, middle of a pandemic, when you're not testing the students and you're bringing football back, even though it seems like as a university you didn't really want to. But I'm going to do the podcast.
Max,
the podcast,
you're not a real
fun
fan if you don't root for Rutgers this year.
The podcast is fun. I will do the podcast, but I am certainly not going to watch the games. Oh, God, no.
I think that, can you make that a podcast, a poll question? Are you a real fan if you don't root for Rutgers
this
year?
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to see if I can give analysis on the games based on, like, the box scores. Like, I like the idea of you guys or Adam watching the games, and then I don't watch, but I give fake analysis based on just reading the box score. And we can do our gambling segments. I don't have to watch. I don't support it. I think it's a terrible fucking idea, but I do want to have fun on the podcast. I think that's fair. I think I have struck a perfect balance. Fuck Rutgers. Fuck them playing in the middle of a pandemic. Get the fucking students back in the classroom. Put however much money you need to put into getting rapid testing or whatever you need to do to get the students back in the classroom. Fuck playing football, but football is back.
Wait,
football, baby.
We haven't even talked about the fact that college basketball wants to shoehorn its way into, like, a loophole of this by bringing its athletes back on campus to start the season when everyone else goes off of campus. Like, they galaxy brain this.
If you
shit.
Thought
like,
college,
listen,
if you thought college football was corrupt and messed up, oh, you have not met men's college basketball. We will one up you, football. See, football people assume is the dirtiest, most fucked up thing in college sports, but oh no. There's men's college basketball to show you that they are way more fucked up than football. You don't see it as much in basketball, but basketball is way more fucked up than football.
Oh, this is just like a John Rothstein, like, fever dream.
There's no one, like, there are people in prison. There are, like, what, 10 people in prison right now because of the men's college basketball stuff. I don't see anyone in prison for football stuff. Men's college basketball goes like, that's a different discussion as far as the corruption in men's college basketball. We're going to get a bubble. They're going to play the battle for Atlantis in South Dakota. Like, basketball is back. We are back. Basketball games, maybe I'll watch. We'll see. If they have testing for the students by then, maybe. But
the Maui Invitational this year is at, it's one of the... It's in, like, in Ohio or somewhere.
I was going to say, what state is hosting this?
Yeah, I mean, that is
Wyoming.
You've waited, like, years as a team to get into the Maui Invitational, and you can't go to Hawaii this year.
Whoa. I never said I wasn't rooting for Rutgers this year. I just said I'm not watching Rutgers this year. You put up the poll that said, are you a real fan if you don't root for Rutgers this year?
I mean, if you're not, like, watching, you're not paying attention, are you rooting for
Mike,
them?
You've been
I guess
doing
that's
this
a question about myself the last few years.
Mike, you've been doing this podcast for 2 years, and you haven't watched, like,
I already
half
made
the
joke, Max. Okay. I made the joke. Why don't you listen?
I do have, by the way, Max, can you get my Wanker of the Week music?
Oh, yeah,
I do have. I said I prepped this for this tonight.
Oh, nice.
I do have a Wanker of the Week.
Do I have a question? Can I have a question for you before
you have a question? I don't know. Do you have a question?
I do. Do you think Trump did all this because he's a Rutgers fan? He's from New York. Rutgers is New York City's team. It makes sense. He wants to see Schiano back. He wants to see them play. I think he did this because he's a Rutgers fan. We're going to see so many Rutgers appearances in the next Trump college football ad. There's going to be, like, one of him, like, under center.
Knowing these people, it'll be someone scoring a touchdown for Rutgers, but you can, like, see in the scoreboard on the background that it's like 55-6. Knowing how the people who run his campaign, like, make all those videos and shit, that's what. Oh, look, the Big Ten is back. There's Rutgers scoring a touchdown. And you see in the corner, you can see the scoreboard. It says 55-6.
You know what? They're definitely going to say, like, this is a huge win. I tell you, this Trump campaign, what bringing college football back is for this Trump campaign, what Rutgers beating Louisville was for that football program, and just completely forget that they shit the bed
right,
next week.
Let's get to the Wanker of the Week, all right?
Okay.
Play me. It's time for Wanker of the Week. Wank, 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 Wanker of the Week. Cheerio.
Gaetano Panuccio!
My email address is hashtag I don't care.
I'm gonna take you to the bank, Senator Trent. To the blood bank.
We obviously threw for 1 yard. I don't know if that, it's almost impossible.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
Father is the district attorney.
Spurrier! You think visors are cool?
The Georgia fan in the Big Ten. Is it that Ohio State guy who, like, always goes half painted body and wears the nuts around his neck? Like, who is that fan? for the Big Ten? The guy, do they have one?
The guy yelling. By the way, if you haven't seen it, just YouTube Georgia Spurrier student. It'll pop up.
Oh.
It's a bit. It's from like 15 years ago.
And you also learn about body painting and the importance of a white base coat, which is very important.
My favorite part of that whole video is at the end, like he's doing this whole thing. He's like, go dogs!
Go dogs!
And then at the end, he talks very normal. He's like, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it was great. I had a great time. I'll see you later. All right. So my wanker of the week, this tweet was making its rounds throughout Twitter. I caught it early, but okay. So this is going to David Hookstead of the Daily Caller, who had one of the most amazing tweets you could ever have on a day like today. So I need to read it. He tweeted out, I've spent the past 188 days fighting to save Big Ten football. Today, we accomplished the mission.
No, I'm going
to
cut you off. This guy's a troll. Why are you reading about it?
Much like the Osama bin Laden raid or D-Day, you never know when your number will be called to serve. All you hope for is to execute your job and the mission. We just did that. And so, yeah,
Adam,
might be a troll.
You missed the better one.
What?
There was a better one than that. There was a better tweet from this guy.
What's the better one?
I never asked to be a hero in the fight to save Big Ten football. I just wanted to watch the Badgers play. That's the thing about heroes. We never asked to be in these moments. We just happened to find ourselves here. Thanks to everyone who joined in the fight. Now let's play.
I just wanted to thank him for his service. And I also thought it was very good that, you know, one of the guys that we like to follow on Twitter too is Alex Kirshner.
Yeah, he's
good. He had a great take replying to this. And he wrote back, can't believe I'm posting against my better judgment. We'll probably delete it later. But if you insist on D-Day sports analogies, you should not, in quotes, the Big Ten delaying forever and then moving ahead only after conducting a bunch of tests would be more D-Day than any other leagues. It was the dumbest Twitter back and forth, like people trying to like pile on this guy for obviously being just a clown and a grifter, which is just what he is. But it just was the perfect encapsulation of Twitter on a day like today. I also just want to thank him for his service because he did do a good thing in just putting himself on the front lines of getting Big Ten football back. I mean, we all remember days when Osama bin Laden was killed. We're going to always remember the day that Big Ten football decided to play after, you know, postponing originally because of the pandemic. So
probably not. I mean, I'll probably forget. A lot of stuff going on.
Guys, we're so worried about myocarditis, except we're not. Just kidding. Now we're not concerned. It does. You know what? It's gone.
I did think it was clever in terms of their PR release.
Scamdemic.
Where it was basically like, we're taking all these precautions. Oh, and by the way, we're also just figuring out, like, you know, we're going to do experiments on the players essentially and learn about the heart conditions by making them play.
Well, I mean, they are choosing to play.
Like, no, they are. Crazy. I'm sorry. Choosing to play.
And like, and by the way, I want to say, I'm happy for the players. Like, it's fucked up beyond belief.
Agreed.
That, you know, they're getting preference to the students at the university who are sitting at their parents' house. You know, it's actually pretty personal to me. I have several former students who go to Rutgers, who I've talked to their parents, and the kids are, you know, a little bit depressed to having not being at school and having to live at their parents' house and take classes online. So it is kind of personal to me, and it's really incredibly fucked up, and this university is fucking disgraceful, and I'm kind of embarrassed that I went there at this point. However, where was I going with that?
Football's back.
Oh, football's back. But what was it in? I trailed off there. It was in specific
about the heart. I was saying they basically it's a mini Tuskegee experiment.
Yeah. I want to say I'm happy for the football players because like these guys have worked their whole fucking lives for this, right? Like, and to have a season taken away, and you know, at some point you don't know what's going to happen. Yeah, you can maintain your eligibility, but are these schools going to be able to pay for it? And you want to move on, you know, you want to graduate, you want to get a job and whatever. Like I'm happy for them because they want to play. You know what else I'm really happy for? I'm happy for the WRSU guys because like they had their season was ended, right? I mean, I know it doesn't matter, but the guys at WRSU who in the middle of last year, Chris Sekonis, I know he follows us on Twitter, go back and forth with him sometimes. I think he listens to the podcast.
Shouts to you, Chris.
Shout outs to the RSU guys. I'm really happy for them because they had that taken away from them, right? Like, we know being former WRSU guys, could you imagine how exciting it would have been if Rutgers men's basketball was about to make the NCAA tournament? And then when that's about to happen, like knowing how much, you know, how much you put into the radio station and how much – you know, all of that means while you're there, to have that then just like taken away. I'm happy for those guys that they're going to get some more games to call.
Are they going to call the games remote from the RSU studio? Like, I don't think they're going to be let into these places.
You should let them into the stadium.
They're outside. What's the difference?
I agree, but I don't think they're going to be.
Oh, they should be. And if they're not, we should work to make that happen.
You know what? It's going to be fun to see completely arbitrary ways that they enforce who gets into a stadium and who doesn't. Like, this is obviously not going to make any sense.
You have to let the fucking student radio in. Like, I think you have to fucking let them in.
Maybe they would go to, they could probably do it at Rutgers. Like, I don't think they're going to be traveling though this year. Which
I think traveling is beyond, you know, they can call that from the studio or whatever, maybe set up like a live video feed because the TV stuff will obviously be delayed or whatever. I think traveling is not going to happen, but I think Rutgers will. I think they have to let. I mean, they call the game fucking outside anyway. Like they're out. True. They're already outside. Fine. They can't go in the press box or something. I don't know. But like, they need to let the fucking student.
No halftime hot dogs for you boys.
You need to have some. The biggest loss. How about this? How about you need to have some students who aren't on the football team benefit from this happening. You need someone to benefit. And let it be the
yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, there has to be some. Yeah, I know. There has to be some student benefit.
That's the whole point of this.
There has to be some student benefit to this. There has to be something.
Saying that
they should play college football because the players want to play college football. If we're letting the players decide their own futures, they get to get paid now, right? Because they want to get paid. That's how this works. We listen to the players.
I don't think that's as smart as a line as you.
No, I mean, he's right. He's right in that.
I'm just saying, like, why do we listen to the players?
No, because I think
we'll let them make decisions for themselves.
Because I do think that there's this idea that, you know, a lot of these kids know how good they have it. You really don't think that the players are like looking at this like and saying, and we saw what the Big Ten United did. We saw what the fucking Pac-12 players did. You don't think they want more? Who doesn't want more? Well, because they're 18 to 22 year olds and they're here for the school and like, no, they're looking around. They're seeing all this money and like, I want some of this. That doesn't mean they don't, you know, that there's no value in an education or they don't appreciate what they get. But I love when people ascribe. They get free gear. They get all this gear. It's like, of course they fucking want more.
With virtual classes, does Rutgers have to push all the football and basketball players into the same major now to make it work for practices? Or do they let them actually pick majors this year? How does that work? And since we're talking about the value of an education, is everyone a labor studies major again?
Oh, I just didn't want to do the whole, like, I didn't want people to come back with the... you know, college education is worth so much and all this, and I don't know why I became Dick Vitale, but I did. And like,
always become Dickie V when you get angry. It's always Dick Vitale.
Yeah,
either that or some guy working at an Italian pizza place.
I don't know exactly what it is, but my point is, whatever. Someone else talk. I'm done.
I was going back, Adam,
do another song.
I don't have that in my back pocket, but, yeah, I don't know. I'm just not as bothered by the. I thought like a couple months ago, I was like, holy shit, this is really bad. And the worst thing about this, the best and the worst thing about this whole thing throughout this entire time was we are very stupid people, right? We have very dumb brains. Humans are pretty dumb overall. And the fact that this virus wasn't like so obviously deadly, like we knew it was deadly if you paid attention, but like if you get it, and you don't, like, people don't understand asymptomatic. Like a lot of people, like, they can't process what that means and that they could still be dangerous and they could still impact other people. And, like, if you're not seeing, like, mass bodies rolled up in the street, like, this country just doesn't care. So, over time, I kind of softened to the idea of, like, it's okay to let certain things back if we can protect it to a certain instance. My problem was always going to be, and my frustration was, like, the government, and why this was annoying when it became political was when the administration came in and was like, oh, by the way, for these specific states and these specific football teams, we will pay you guys so that you could have these tests. And how people weren't at that point going, wait, you're offering to pay for this certain select group to benefit you. We clearly could do that for everybody. Like, why aren't we doing that? Why aren't we making that a priority? Like, over time, I was like, I know exactly what's coming. Don't even get worked up over it anymore. Like, it was always going to lead to this point.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, hey, we're here. It's fucked up beyond belief. And it's really disappointing.
Guys.
However, football's back. What do you think of the secondary? Do
breaking
we know
news.
Do you name anyone?
Breaking news.
Damon Hayes, he's still there?
Is Bless Austin still? Can he come back?
Yeah. I think he's got a year left.
What's going on in Seattle now, Mike?
Big news. Barbados says it will remove Britain's Queen Elizabeth as its head of state and become a republic. That's huge.
Oh, wow. Mm. Breaking away from England. We've been there before. Good for them.
Oh, easy. Don't say that too loud. Charlie's still in the house somewhere right now.
Oh, my God.
I don't think
what does she do on July 4th? What is Charlie's thing on July 4th?
She loves getting into the whole festivities.
Does she? Do you think the Brits want America
Does that make
back?
Her traitor?
By the way, yeah, England wants nothing to do with
Now, yeah. Like right now, it's like, no, we keep it, America, keep it. I'm just saying, like maybe around the year 2000.
We right now are that hookup for the UK who like pretends that we never got together. Like,
oh, you're like you and you like when you and your long-term girlfriend are like discussing your past for the first time.
You don't mention
America's
that.
The country you don't mention.
Yeah. No.
What about Becky? I never met her. I don't know who she is.
That never happened. I'm pretty sure she's making that story up. We were both drunk that one time. That's exactly what happened there with that. No doubt about that. Mike, you asked earlier, do you want to hear my ideas for what I had for if we did have to change direction for the podcast?
Yeah. Okay. Let's see where you want to take it.
So a few ideas that I came up with.
Okay.
One was we go and do the whole cooking podcast idea where we would eventually get together in person. Each of us make a meal per episode. We taste it, but we do nothing but chew loudly into the microphone, and then we silently rate the meals to ourselves, and nobody's allowed to find out what we rated.
Well, we have 5 weeks until the season. What if we do that anyway? Because obviously we're going to be all football all the time.
We could.
Obviously, okay, guys, Corsack is back. He is going to have a big, big year. Wow.
So, Mike, that was one of them.
I like it.
The other one was Max had this idea. He says a lot of times in our text chain, like, we got to find better hobbies. Right? Too obsessed with sports sometimes. And he had mentioned gardening. So we become a gardening podcast. We become experts. And we offer our services for free to people to come and redesign their lawns. The catch being is that they can have no say in what gets put on their lawns. We design everything and they basically go away for a week, come back, and we could do anything to their lawn.
And you know what? I've spent a lot of time in my life listening to a gardening radio show. My dad loved to listen to this guy, Ralph Snodsmith. He had like a weekly gardening show, and my dad loved listening to it. So I have experience with garden radio, so I think we could do a very good garden podcast.
So, RIP, the Garden State Pod.
RIP Ralph Snodsmith, by the way. Apparently, he passed away back in 2000.
10 years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, my
host of the Garden Hotline.
My next offer was we become the Druggy Podcast, and we do a different drug each episode, and then just talk about whatever we want. And then that obviously led into now this is going to change because it sounds like the Pac-12 is pretty much going to go along with the Big Ten and everybody. And so this kind of puts them on the shit list as well, too. But if they didn't, we would obviously become like Pac-12 stand. So we could become a Pac-12 podcast.
We could be a Mac pod.
We could have Bill Walton on each week, or we could just play Bill Walton clips. And then we got to figure out what he was trying to say whenever we play the clips.
Why don't we just get Bill Walton on anyway?
Can we?
Like, I think Bill Walton would come on. I think he would.
It's possible.
Maybe.
But I mean, Bill Walton's a weirdo, right? Like he'll do, I feel like he'll do anything.
You never know.
I feel like we could call Bill Walton right now and he'd give us like a 30-minute interview. If we had Bill Walton's number. I feel like he would.
My last idea was we just become the like Gun Girl podcast of like the super libs and become super grifters. And then we travel to tailgates throughout the country trying to shame college football fans.
Wait, we're going to be liberal grifters?
Yeah, liberal grifters.
Like Sean King? Like, what do you mean? Like,
let's flip the script on him. I mean, like, we might as well get it on this too.
I feel like the liberal
one side gets the benefit.
I feel like it's much, much easier to be a conservative grifter than it is to be a liberal grifter because, my God, are those people stupid. Like, I'm not saying that
Jill Stein got a lot of votes.
Man, like, I think the conservative grifting game is easier to get. I'm not saying the liberal grifting game can't be something that you can get into. Obviously, it's a market. There's a lot of dumb...
It's a higher barrier to entry.
There's a lot of dumb super libs out there. However, I have been honestly trying to think of for years about some way to make a lot of money off of the stupidity of these people. Like, have you guys seen the Trumpy Bear commercial? I wonder if that actually made any money.
The what commercial?
So there's this fucking bear, and I think it just has a t-shirt that says Trump on it. It plays, like, on late-night TV. I don't know. I've seen it before. It's just and you, like, call, like, a number. It's, like, one of those old-timey kind of things. Like, you know, they call right now, and you'll get free shipping and handling, and we'll send you a second Trumpy bear. It's a real fucking thing. I don't know if they've made a lot of money off it, but they probably have, because these people are very easy to steal money from. Anyway, I think the conservative grifting game...
Not if you're Steve Bannon.
I think the conservative grifting game is way more lucrative than their liberal.
Oh, it is. We'd have to put some effort into it, and we'd have to figure it out. But yeah, I mean, there was just some basic ideas that I came up with. Now, good. Listen, best thing is we're staying as what we are, and which is great.
Do all these things too.
I do want to become kind of the cooking podcast idea intrigues me. You know, we could.
Oh, by the way, I don't know if you guys want to get in on this.
Maybe.
Charlie's idea was, because of the song,
yeah,
and because of how it was, she wants to do a music video.
I mean, that sounds like a lot of work, but sure. I'd like to do the least
amount of work possible.
I know somebody with a boat.
That's why grifting appeals to me.
You know someone with a boat?
And it's one of the only boats in New Jersey that doesn't have a Trump flag attached to it. There's very few.
I was down the shore. There was a lot of Trump flags this weekend.
That's what you get down there, Mike.
Is it the seawater? Like, what happens?
Those are the people that own the boats.
Oh, that's right. Boaters for Trump.
So.
Didn't a bunch of them sink? Were there a bunch of boats that sank?
Yeah, there's a lot of metaphors there.
Whatever. Anyways.
Can we become the food podcast?
I always like talking about food. More eating.
I don't know. I just feel like, you know, I don't know if the Rutgers sports podcast scene is what it used to be. I feel like it's on the, I don't know, it peaked.
Well, I mean, I'm nothing's going to beat the year of Chris Ash being fired, them almost hiring Greg Schiano, then not hiring Greg Schiano, then hiring Greg Schiano, thanks to John Newman. Like, you can't
the athletic
get any
director, yeah.
better than that.
The director of athletics.
The director. And then the pandemic canceling an NCAA tournament appearance.
Hold on. Mike, I got to say something to what you've been saying.
Okay.
We are back. Are you kidding? The podcast is back, Mike.
You sound like you're wrong.
Are we forcing it a little bit? Maybe. Maybe everything is really fucked up right now, but maybe. Maybe we just need to pretend that everything is fine and have fun on the podcast. Adam wrote a song. I'm clearly losing my mind. We can have a lot of fun on this podcast, guys. Come on. The RU Screw podcast is back. I think.
Let's spend the next half hour upstreaming the Scarlet Spotlight podcast.
Oh, yeah. They recorded tonight. They talked to Sean Tuck. Oh, we mentioned that earlier. I mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
Tuck.
Yeah, I just want to use the word upstream to make it sound like I spent $90,000 in an MBA. That's all.
Anything else? I don't know if... Do you guys want to talk current events? I have a couple of current event topics that I thought, again, if we weren't going to talk about sports.
All right. I have something I want to do. I guess I'll save it for the end. I'll save what I want to do for the end. So whatever you want to do, Adam, go ahead.
Okay. Just some quick current event topics. I don't know. Maybe we can work current events into future episodes where we just have some fun and bullshit for a few minutes. So
what are we talking about? Like, current? Are we talking the election? Wildfires?
Anything's going on. So first thing that I came up with, how excited are you guys to see that Ice Cube is an MMT-er?
Oh, so I finished the book, I think, since the last time we did it, and I'm very excited for it.
Yeah, but
he's a good representative for us.
It's awesome.
He's cool.
And you could find so many good lyrics that just like, and just quote tweet him with stuff that nobody's going to understand. It's great. Like
the MMT podcast.
Oh. Why don't we become an MMT podcast?
I got to read the book. I don't
want
to
read
the
book.
You should. It's a good book. It's a breezy read.
I
have a copy.
I understand how it works. I just don't feel like reading a whole book about it. I get it.
It's a quick read. Anyway, so the other thing, so that was talking MMT and Ice Cube. Okay, so did you see what Kanye did today?
No.
The answer is no.
Okay. Kanye peed on his Grammy in his own toilet. He posted it to Twitter. So now, do I have to one up Kanye and pee on all six of my sports Emmys.
I mean, would you do that? Because I mean, if you really want the RU Screw podcast to be back, you'll get out.
I was about to say, I will sell out for us if we have to.
You will get those Emmys right now and pee on them live as we're talking right now. If you want to bring this podcast,
I don't have to go. I'll think about maybe peeing on one the show. Of them. Pee shy. I don't, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you can go on the court. Things. I want you to do it like with us watching you. Like, come on.
Oh, okay.
Are you saying you want to create a live stream?
I don't have a rim shot. I do have. Oh, this will work. Hold on.
Very good.
All right. So that was my random current event things I jumped out.
Now I got to find some. I don't know what to talk about. Was some guy good. Named.
Did you guys watch any college football last week or
no?
I think waiting for an NBA game, I might have seen like the very end of some like really low level game where someone was attempting an onside kick. So the short answer to your question is no, I did not watch any. I watched a shitload of NFL though. That was fun. Hello? Fuck. Can you guys hear me? What?
And
I just missed all of that, but that's fine, I guess.
No, it's all good. We were just stalling to
the gist of it was back. That you weren't working.
Right.
No, it froze.
But now you're working. No, I know it froze, but yeah,
gotcha.
We're good. You didn't miss anything is what we're
okay, cool. I mean, because I had the audio over here, but now I guess we'll have to use the Zoom audio or we won't make that part of the pod. I don't know.
Yeah, no, we're not going to make that part of the pod.
Oh, okay, cool.
And plus, you should use whatever good audio, because you sound horrendous to us. So hopefully you have good audio on your end.
I think I should. I don't see why I wouldn't.
Well, we'll see. If not, then, you know, suck on it, people. All right,
Can we play overrated, underrated?
Sure.
Do you have stuff?
Yeah, I have some stuff.
Okay. All right.
All right, this is overrated, underrated. If you don't know how this works, you can figure it out. Someone gives a topic, and then we say if it's overrated or underrated. So, Mike, go ahead.
All right. First, overrated, underrated, not to be confused with our previous hit segment, underrated, overrated. Kind of a callback to earlier in the show, overrated, underrated, Queen Elizabeth.
I'm going to say... underrated.
Overrated.
Is that because Charlie's right there?
No, she's not anywhere near. But I think I'm just gonna go with underrated. I don't know. There's something about the monarchy that's intriguing. I don't know. Not appreciated enough anymore.
Okay.
I go overrated. Yeah.
Overrated.
Fuck Queen Elizabeth.
Okay, that's fair. Standing up for what's right. All right. Next one, overrated, underrated food pics on Instagram.
I don't really follow any food accounts on Instagram.
Your friends don't post food pictures? You've never posted a food picture?
More, I guess, okay, so stories would count, right? I don't see many people like posting like actual photos to their page anymore.
Really? Is that our stories out? Can we do that? Overrated, underrated pictures on Instagram? It's stories now?
Yeah, I would say pictures are overrated and everybody pretty much relies on stories.
Wow. Max, did you know this? I honestly did not know that.
I have like a private account for like members of my family and like and friends to post pictures of my son. So, you know, family member. It's just an easy way for family members to see. And I only do stories. I don't really do that many posts. It's a lot of stories. Yeah, I think because the stories are there. They're in your face. You don't have to scroll. You just boom, 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 and they all pop up, and they disappear after a day.
See, I never do stories. I always do the posts.
Yeah, I think stories are the wave of the future. I think that's how it works now.
But with the stories, they're gone. And so they're not there if you want to look back like a year from now. But a year from now, I went to do this.
You can look at them, actually. You can. You can go back and see your old stories, and you can make like highlight reels off of them, and you can download them if you want to. Or wow. I take videos like or pictures on my phone and then upload it. So it's like I still have a copy on my phone.
Right.
If I want it, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Next one. Overrated, underrated, white wine.
Ugh. Overrated.
I think wine in general is overrated.
Red wine, good.
Red wine's good.
White wine, awful.
I don't have a very good taste for alcohol, so it doesn't really, my opinion is completely useless in this.
What do you drink now, Adam?
I rarely drink.
Really?
Yeah. Never really enjoyed it. I felt like, you know, it was just a necessity, something that you did really in college, and I don't know.
Max, I know you don't drink that often, but white wine, where do you stand on that?
White wine's gross. It's nasty. I enjoy a good red wine when it's there, but a white wine, I just wouldn't drink it.
Okay.
If it was between white wine and not drinking, I would choose not drinking because it's nasty.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I think white wine's bad. I don't really think there's a good white wine.
I've never had one. Never.
Yeah. Overrated, underrated, the Celino and Barnes jingle.
Oh, underrated.
I don't know if you guys saw the Celino
also,
and Barnes.
Also, did they break up?
Yeah, they broke up, and there's a big story in New York Magazine about that breakup, and just there's a lot more to it than you think.
What happened to the jingle?
They're actually getting rid of the jingle because they're not in, you know, the same firm anymore. They're each coming up with their own jingle. They have different numbers.
Barnes, injury attorneys, 800-888-8888.
Don't wait. Call 8.
That's got to be really hard. Like, you puked at the wrong time. Like, if you're those guys, you had to know at that point when that jingle was created, you could never break up.
Well, that's actually what one of them said. They were apparently making $10 million a year each.
Wow.
What? Yeah.
Probably based on that jingle completely. They're probably crappy lawyers, but the jingle brings people in.
Yeah, it seems like they were okay lawyers. But yeah, no, the jingle, the advertising, that really pulled people in.
Wow.
They had like a 60-person law firm.
Oh, then the jingle's underrated then. It's not even close.
Yeah. I never knew. It's wild. You should read the story on New York Magazine. Yeah.
I will.
But now they're Celino and Barnes are two different things.
Celino without Barnes. Barnes without Celino. It's terrible.
College football. Overrated, underrated?
Overrated.
Underrated. It's back.
So you didn't answer my question before. What do you guys think of Corsack this year? I mean, All-American? You think Corsack? I mean, he's going to have a lot of opportunities.
Heisman, I think. Anything short of a Heisman trip.
He is by far the one person I am most looking forward to talking to once he's graduated and agrees to come on with us.
You think?
He will.
No.
You think so?
Of anyone on the football team or of anyone on any of the teams?
Just football to start with. Because I think there are some guys that we've been in contact, maybe in contact with, who eventually will come on.
I was thinking two guys in particular. I was thinking Ron Harper Jr. and Geo Baker. I would love to talk to both of them. And you know what? Our guy Nick Brooks too. He's tweeted at us a bunch. I think he's a fan of the podcast, or at least he at some point was.
I still think guys, if you offer to it, like, they'll get in on the you versus Danny, and one of them can referee.
After they graduate.
Obviously. Yeah, after they graduate, and we'll pay them too.
If Geo Baker comes on our pod and says something Rutgers doesn't like, will they try to make us delete it?
After he's gone?
Yeah. Just still try to censor him after the fact. It's just their thing, isn't it? Overrated, underrated. Greg Schiano actually coaching his first game back at Rutgers. Like, at Rutgers actually playing a game under Greg again.
You didn't think they were ever actually going to play a game at any point?
Well, I mean, right now, you know, it's kind of the Schrodinger's cat type of thing where they've got momentum. They're recruiting. They're still undefeated under Schiano. Once they play a game, the bubble pops a little bit, no?
Kind of. Like, I think I was on the other side of this until I heard Kratch talking about it on one of their episodes a while back, where it's like, you can ride this momentum, but like, I think it would help them a lot more if they got on the field and were just a little bit better. Like, they don't even have, honestly, like, they don't have to win a game. they just have to be better. I think the whole coaching search last year really kind of obscured the fact as to how historically bad this team was last season and how bad things had gotten at the end. Like, and I know you're going to say, no, we remember. No, like, it really got washed out how unbelievably bad that season was last year. And if he can just show some improvement, it will go such a long way on the recruiting trail. Even, honestly, even if they don't win a game.
I mean, counterpoint, not losing is a lot of improvement.
You're saying not playing?
Not losing, not playing, yeah.
But I think going out there and showing that you're actually building something has more value than just rolling over this forever.
Okay. Adam, what do you think?
Underrated.
Underrated.
Underrated, yep.
You think the longer they go without playing, the better it is?
I think... Oh, I'm sorry. So overrated. No.
So you want them to play?
I want them to play.
You don't even know how the game works.
Football's back. Shut the fuck up.
Oh my god. That's it. That's all I got for my topics.
All right, Max, what did you have to I think we're kind of getting to that ending point right now.
Wait a minute, guys. Like, football is back. And I know that the Big Ten is not playing right now. They still have a month to go. But guys, there's other college football on. Do you guys know what time it means it is? It means it's time for week something in the league where they play for no pay. I thought with football back, let's bring back our football gambling segment. Why not, guys? Football's back. We can play the dramatic music. We're back. Football is back. Hope springs eternal. I didn't prepare you guys for this at all. So Adam is furiously looking up lines, and I haven't looked up any either. But let's gamble. Let's pick some games.
All right, fine. I'll go ahead with it right now. I'm not looking up any lines. Everything will be just straight up pick 'em. How about we do it that way this week? I want to first, I'm going to take... that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take Green Wave in Tulane this week. They play Navy, Kenny Matsumolo's team, which is absolutely horrendous this year. Watch them play a little bit in week one. They played BYU at home. So, I don't know. I'm sure there's some political joke we can make. Green Wave, Blue Wave, Red Wave, something along those lines. So, Tulane sticks out to me for that. And in honor of
Bill Stein season,
Kanye West, I'm going to take Cincinnati to beat Austin Peay this week.
Come on.
Do you know he's a part of the birthday party?
Wait, what?
Yeah, he's running on the birthday party platform.
So, Adam, you picked two games. Is that how this just went?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because you know there's like any number of websites where you could have Googled in that amount of time and found all of the lines.
No, but I was looking for just ways to kind of be a little bit humorous, which takes a while for me.
Gotcha, yeah.
Like right now I'm on my betting platform redacted app.
It's not elite.
Betting
platform see.
Redacted if you want to be the official betting platform of the RE Screw podcast.
They have a lot of podcasts.
Inquire within.
They have a lot. I think they have a lot of stuff. I don't know if they'd want this one, but... Does anyone want us? We're for sale, by the way. Like, if someone wants
to
pay us.
We've been for sale. There's a for sale sign on the front of our Twitter account.
If anyone out there wants to pay for this content, you can. You can.
I mean, I think that would be the dumbest decision you can make, but go for it.
Alright, so I've got Louisiana Monroe to pull the upset on the Texas State Bobcats. I know they're the Bobcats because Rutgers got their only win against them a couple of years ago. I'm going to go with Middle Tennessee State at home against Troy. And my favorite game of the week, the game that didn't exist like 4 days ago, Houston and Baylor. As we've seen in college football, it does not matter.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. So, Mike, so Houston had a game against Memphis scheduled for this weekend. They got canceled last week because of COVID. And then Baylor called up and was like, hey, Houston, do you want to play a game this weekend? And they scheduled a game on like 10 days notice because apparently you don't need to schedule games out 10 years in advance. Baylor can just call you on the phone and say, hey, let's play a game. I've got Baylor in that one. I think the Bears will be up to the challenge. The first game of the whoever replaced Matt Rhule era, Baylor. So beat Houston. Okay. Who did replace Matt Rhule?
Are we doing three games? We're doing three?
I did three. Do you guys know who replaced Matt Rhule? I have no idea.
I don't know.
Dave Aranda?
Tom Coughlin?
Dave Aranda.
All right. I've got Citadel at Clemson playing at Clemson this week. Clemson, 45.5-point favorites. But you know what? Dabo Swinney, my wanker of the week, not my winner of the week. I'm going Citadel, pulled the upset on the road. Next, we got a big old battle in Texas. The Longhorn State, SMU, North Texas, 14-point spread. SMU the favorites. I'm feeling North Texas pulling out the win at home. Just a big week for the underdogs, the way that I see it. We know there are big upsets coming out of Texas every year, right? Maybe this is when the state turns blue. Maybe this is when North Texas beats SMU. Next, Florida and Ole Miss. Oh, that's next week. I scrolled too far down. All right, let's do Miami of Florida and Louisville. Louisville, 2.5-point favorites at home. At home. Bobby Petrino going to take the L on this one to Louisville. Miami of Florida, book it with the win.
Guys, we're back. The RU Screw podcast is back, kind of, maybe. It felt back. It felt good. This felt like a good episode. I think this was a good episode.
Shout out to Kansas for losing week one to Coastal Carolina. That it felt like the season was really underway.
I did bet on that game. I didn't watch it. I knew nothing.
Did you really?
I knew nothing about it. But as soon as I saw that, like Kansas hadn't, like I think Coastal Carolina had practiced like for 6 months or something, and Kansas hadn't practiced, and like it's Kansas. So I did bet on that game. I forgot, but I think I bet like $20 on it. But I did win money on that game, even though I didn't watch it.
Guys, Campbell plus 1500 to beat Coastal Carolina this week. Just saying.
The Camels? I think it's the Campbell Camels.
Tough start for them.
No, there's
Les Miles, man.
He just start there? Is this his first year there?
Second year?
I don't remember. Was Kansas any good last year? Why am I asking?
Just making that up.
Oh. Of course Kansas was.
Kansas was. No, I think they're still bad last year, weren't they?
Of course they were. They're Kansas. They were 3-9.
Is that all we got?
You guys never really said Vedral or Sitkowski.
We never even talked about the thing about Chris Ash taking money away from players that aren't paid because he didn't like them coming late to class.
Yeah. But again,
the athletic administration that's still there that let this happen.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? Yeah, I'm like,
banner year for the Rutgers athletic department, as always.
It seemed that if you didn't know, Chris Ash had a policy that fined players missing tutoring sessions, players that aren't paid in the first place, while Chris Ash gets paid, an $8 million buyout, and he won eight games here? Yeah, eight games, and three against Power 5 schools, and he went winless against Power 5 schools in three of his 4 years, but he got paid, and they had a policy where they fined like $150, ridiculously higher than any other athletic program had at any other school in this investigation. However, that all falls under the umbrella of everything is fucked up and nothing matters anymore. Who cares? Football is back!
Test the players.
I like that name for the episode, by the way.
Football is back.
Who cares? Football is back.
Who cares? Football is back. Oh god, this is all—it's all so fucked up, man. For fuck's sake, right. Rutgers.
So we're doing this again soon. Then it sounds like
we're back, baby. We're back. We are back.
Oh man.
So we do have like 5 weeks to the season. We have to do a schedule reveal. We should probably have an interview. Should we? Maybe we should break down the positional battles, right? Of course, we don't know because they're not going to let any media into training camp. We won't know any of the...
We don't even know who's playing on the team.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe we can have someone on to fake talk about the team, even though I don't know who's on the team. Maybe... What else can we do? I don't know. Cooking.
Just Red Spotlight does and have Cratch on?
We haven't had Cratch on in a while. I feel like we've erred in not having the NJAM guys on more. Sarge has been good when we've had him on.
No, I know, but like that's too serious for us.
No, but Sarge has been Cratch has been on with us twice and he was fun both times.
Let's have Cratch on but only talk about like his field hockey stories.
No, I well there's that.
Let's just bombard the Rutgers University office with requests for Jonathan Holloway constantly.
Wasn't Hobbs supposed to come on with us? Didn't Richie say that Hobbs?
Oh, yeah.
Like
we
a
were
year
told
ago,
that Pat Hobbs is going to come on with us. I think like the week before he fired Chris Ash.
it wasn't after. It was.
I think pretty sure it was before.
Okay,
But yeah,
I don't want to have Pat Hobbs on. Shout out to Pat Hobbs, by the way, for kind of lurking in the shadows ever since they hired Schiano. Even when the basketball team was doing well, he hung back. He let it happen. For all the shit we gave him, he did. I do want to give him credit for just kind of laying low and not,
That's the game plan, though, right?
Not being the director.
Can't fire you if they don't remember you're there.
Not being the director of athletics. You know, just backing away. I do have to give him credit for that. So we done? I think we're done.
I think we're done. We're good.
That was a good episode. I had fun.
So did I. I'll start thinking of new songs.
I gotta come up with one. Yeah, you've inspired me, I think. I don't have any ideas at the moment. I had a basketball song I wanted to do recapping last season, but I don't really have the energy for that right now. I'm not really feeling that. So we'll see. We'll see what I come up with.
Okay.
Sounds good. All right.
So good stuff, Max. Good stuff.
We'll see you all soon.
Pay the fucking players already. It's racist not to.
Doesn't matter. Football's back.
Pay the players.
Sir Yacht gets the glory.
Big Ten president said no, not so long ago. You wouldn't just sit on your hands. People said you're crazy and that you were wrong. Risking it all with some tweets. And how you get your name is still a mystery. I can't get you out of my head. Don't care that we didn't know your history. Your tweets make me jittery.
I don't care who you are. If you're real, let them play. So y'all gets the glory. Who you are. Rapid test, do you have a vote? Sir Yacht gets the glory.
Oh, the blue check marks said you don't belong. Feels like they're jealous of me. Oh, yeah, it doesn't really matter if you're right or wrong. You've got them to bend the knee.
I don't care who you are. If you're real, let them play. So Yacht gets the glory.
Who you are.
Rapid test. So Yacht gets the glory, yeah. So Yacht gets the glory.
They tried to hide the vote so no one knows, but you stole the show. Why are you not verified? Ryan Day said it's time to play.
I don't care.
So yeah, gets the glory, baby.
I don't care who you.
Who you are.
If you're real,
let them play.
So y'all gets the glory.
Who you are. Rapid test.
So y'all gets the glory.
Pounding nails, fucking sleds, say the creed.
So y'all gets the glory.
Craig's
Sir Yacht gets the glory.
Play you mess.
Sir Yacht gets the glory.
Gaetano.
Sir Yacht gets the glory.